The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, as we know, the economy is flying this year and Brexit permitting, next year could be another great year for growth. But growth can come at a price. Wages will be going up, infrastructure pinches you can already see, and most importantly, with a forecast 5% unemployment rate for next year, we'll have reached full employment. So if you haven't got the people to make the things that there's a demand for, well, what do you do? Well, you look abroad for a start and try to bring some of our entrepreneurial emigres, he puts his teeth back in again, bring them home. Back for Business is a new initiative to help make that happen. Team SBS regular Paula Fitzsimons is director of Back for Business, and she's brought two, I'm calling her ambassadors, she's got different names for them. They are architect Denise O'Connor of Optimized Design, who brought her business home already, and Tom Brennan, an incredible success story, who went from setting up with a 175 euro laptop to a $135 million sale of his business, AirGen Pharma, 10 years later. A huge success story. Morning, Paula.
Good morning, Conal. Delighted to be here.
Well, you better start. We are so tight on time. You better start whacking out about what the initiative is.
Back for Business is for returned and returning emigrants. So they may have returned in the last 3 years, in fact, and they're entrepreneurial because you get a discontinuity. People are coming back. They're saying to themselves, should I look for a job? Should I start a business? We're saying really consider starting a business, because with this new pilot initiative, which is supported by the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade, we have put in place supports to help you achieve not only your aspiration to start, but your aspiration to grow that business.
And what are those supports? Money?
I'm afraid we have no money, but we will often...
There's somebody to my left who's a lot of money.
We can often signpost you. I'll tell you, when people come back from overseas, one of the things they find is that their networks have gone soft. They don't know the ecosystem here, right? So they need people to help them. They have a sense of isolation. What we're going to do is we're going to take groups of returned or returning emigrants, we're going to put them together with what we call a lead entrepreneur. So that's a volunteer who has successfully grown a business, like Tom Brennan.
And we'll talk to Tom one second, but a basic question is, must they be Irish? Because if they can't be just Irish. We want everybody to come back. The Poles, come back, Poles. Lithuanians, come back.
People who've lived in Ireland previously, who've gone abroad and come back, that's who we're looking for.
So for the Polish guys who were here, yes.
For people who've lived here previously and returned to Ireland, they're returned emigrants as
were
far as we're concerned.
Were you a guard in a previous life? Tom, what are you going to tell these guys?
Well, I'm going to tell them a little bit about my own experiences, which, when we started from very humble beginnings...
My tongue is hanging out of this one. A 135 euro laptop, sorry, whatever it was. A laptop to 135 million sale. Fantastic story.
Well, thank you. But it wasn't without its challenges along the way. When myself and Patsy Carney founded the business in 2005, you must remember the Celtic Tiger was roaring at the time, and everybody thought we were nuts not to put the few pound we had into property here, and not, you know, it was crazy to start a technology business. So, and we didn't know a whole lot at the time, and, you know, we found then as you built up a network and built up, you know, networks of advice from Enterprise Ireland, Intertrade Ireland, and fellow entrepreneurs that you talked about. It certainly helped us grow the business and get us to where we are now at the moment. For me, it's you know, that type of advice was a key part of us growing the business.
And this is part of the advice that you are going to give.
Exactly,
the next
exactly. And I'm kind of keen to give something back, promote entrepreneurship in the Southeast, and I can see some of the pitfalls having been there ourselves over the years. And Paul is a very persuasive person, so you know, very happy
we know
to help
that.
You.
We know that part. What kind of advice would you give to those returning emigres?
Well, I suppose, first of all, I'd give...
Remind them of the weather.
Well, yeah,
actually, it's a lovely day here in Dublin. I don't know where it is where you are.
I suppose, number one, that there are lots of supports here available in Ireland, and maybe everybody's not familiar with them, such as initiatives like EIIS, like the various programmes that Enterprise Ireland run, HBSU unit, Research and Development funding. Intertrade Ireland have quite a lot of funding in terms of acumen, fusion funding to help grow businesses in
Access,
terms of international.
Silicon Valley, what's the other one for women? is there a women's startup or something as well? There's a whole heap of these things.
There's lots, and many people are not familiar with them. I'm involved in a company called Q1 Scientific now in Waterford to do specialised stability storage, and you know, we work closely with the local enterprise board down there, and you know, that's helped us grow that business quite significantly. And you know, there's quite a lot there, and especially for somebody coming back not having that knowledge, I think in a peer network we can help each other out, you know, and make progress.
Denise, before I go to you, Paula, you just want a quick word?
Yeah, very quickly. I mean, besides what's available from, you know, government and development agencies, it's entrepreneurs supporting entrepreneurs. It's helping others to do what you have done. And that is not only signposting them to where there are supports available, but giving them your insights and experience.
I thought you were going to mention IIBM.
Which I talked at last Friday. And because of that, and because you've invited us on the show here, what we've done is we've pushed out the application deadline for those who would like to register and apply for Back for Business to next Friday. So the application deadline is the 10th of November.
And IIBN is Ireland International Business Network. And I'm going to be fired because if I say it anymore, I'm the co-chair. And I did say on Thursday, it's a pro bono organisation. And that does not mean that we're U2 fans. Oh, God. Anyway, moving along. That's terrible, isn't it? Denise, what brought you home? Because you are home. You've been home for?
My business is 10 years old this year. So I came home 11 years ago. So I had my first child. And everything changed, so I figured I might as well move home. Good time to move home. And it was interesting just
But you came back 10 years ago.
Yes.
I remember 10 years ago was not a very good idea to come home.
Well, I came home just before everything went wrong. So I actually set up in 2007, mm-hmm. just before everything went terribly, terribly wrong. So for my industry particularly, it was a very challenging time.
And you are architect and interior designer.
Interior designer, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And how did you survive?
Well, what I did, like I learned so much when I was away in the UK. You know, when I left in 1998, it was a very small community, the architectural community. There were only two places you could have studied. So I really felt like, you know, it'd be good to go to London, spread my wings a little bit and see how things were done. So I learned a huge amount there, and bringing all of that learning back with me was invaluable throughout the recession. So I sort of tried to turn things on their head a little bit, developed a consultancy service, tried to productize what I was doing as an architect, which nobody else was doing at the time.
And are you selling back out now into the big bad world?
Predominantly, we did try and branch out into the UK. It's something that we're keeping our eye on at the moment, but it's predominantly in
since
in
you
Ireland
survived the big recession. If there's going to be a big recession in the UK, probably a good idea to try to go back in there
back
again
now
that you've all those learnings. Mm-hmm. Who should apply, Paula?
Okay, it's those who've come back from living overseas for at least a year. Mm-hmm. They can have come back in the last 3 years, have set up a business in the last 2 years, or about to set up a business, or it could be somebody who plans to come back in the next month or two.
Any particular type of business?
We are open to all businesses and all sectors, which, you know, we're very open in that way, and we will help them grow. In fact, Conal, I would be delighted to come back in 6 months and tell you precisely how they have grown.
Oh, that's a surprise.
And demonstrate the success that Back for Business has been. And I would say to anyone, go on backforbusiness.com and read all about it and register.
We know her as Shy Paula here, isn't that right? It's Back for Business. It sounds like a great idea. We're going to need it so badly. I mean, I'm predicting now we are running out of employers and employees. We need people to come back and to keep this economy absolutely
and motoring. All over Ireland.
Oh,
because
of course.
Tom is here championing for the Waterford in the southeast. We've got people in Cork. We've got Leeds in Galway. We've got Leeds in Donegal. We want people to come back home, wherever home may have been in Ireland.
And Denise, it's Dublin as well, isn't it?
Absolutely.
She weren't very enthusiastic. That is Denise O'Connor of Optimized Design. That was Shy Paula Fitzsimons, who is Director of Back for Business. And we had Tom Brennan there formerly of AirGen Pharma and now of many other things, and a man to watch.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.